This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated Phase 2 of the Ahmedabad Metro Rail project in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. The Prime Minister also took a metro ride from Sector 1 to Gift City. This extended line will connect Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. Earlier, Mr. Modi inaugurated the 4th Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. Mr. Modi also dedicated to the nation the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. The Prime Minister said that despite being a developing country, India has achieved its climate commitment set in Paris 9 years ahead of the target. Mr. Modi said the pro-climate principle is a core part of India's commitment, which includes promoting mission life and a circular economy approach. He also unveiled the plans of his government to develop 17 cities in the country as solar cities. The Prime Minister interacted with the beneficiaries of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana in Gandhinagar. The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir is scheduled to end today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. These districts are Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Anandnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. During Friday's scrutiny, nominations of 449 candidates were found valid and of 37 candidates were rejected. The polling for the second and the third phase will be held on the 25th of September and the 1st of October. Government has authorized the Staff Selection Commission, SSC, to perform Aadhaar authentication on voluntary basis for establishing the identity of candidates during the various stages of examination. In a Gazette notification, the Ministry of Personnel has asked SSC to adhere to all the relevant provisions of the Act, rules and regulations made by the Unique Identification Authority of India. The development comes in the wake of several reported cases of fraud, malpractices and unfair means adopted by candidates to clear the competitive examinations. The Central Board of Film Certification, CBFC, today announced the successful deployment of the Accessibility Standards Module in eCine Praman in line with the scheduled timeline of September 15th. The Minister of Information and Broadcasting had issued guidelines in March 2024 for accessibility standards in the public exhibition of feature films in cinema theatres for persons with hearing and visual impairments. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, has been celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed the greetings on the occasion. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi affected countries Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. India sent urgent relief materials to Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam to assist them in dealing with the impact of the major typhoon. These countries are reeling under massive floods after Asia's most powerful storm this year hit the three countries. India has been among the first responders in providing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to impacted countries. Flooding in Europe has claimed 8 lives as heavy rains from Storm Boris battered the central and the eastern regions of the continent. In Romania, the floods have claimed 6 lives. In Austria, a fireman died while responding to the floods, and in Poland, one person drowned in southwestern part of the country. Forecasters have warned of more rain and strong winds until at least today. Meanwhile, Typhoon Bebinka, the strongest storm to hit Shanghai in 70 years, made landfall this morning. Chinese state media reports that flights were cancelled, highways closed and coastal residents evacuated as the city faced strong winds and heavy rain. The Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final hockey match between India and South Korea is underway at Hulunbuir, China. India is leading 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.